Good morning. This is Pastor Bill Stern from Berean Baptist Church, and I have with me North Carolina House District 44 candidate Richard Button, and we're here today to talk about on his website. Particularly, he has that one of his objectives is to keep personal income taxes at a minimum. Personal income taxes at a minimum. Richard Button, what do you think about that? What does that mean to you, a minimum? Is minimum zero? What does that mean to you?
Well, there are a lot of states that people will point to and say they have zero income tax for the personal income. These states also have things like sales tax and other taxes on services, items that help enhance that. But one of the things that I learned in just this last week, that a majority of those states that have no personal income tax also are the ones that get a larger dole from the federal government. So the federal taxes that you're paying are also supplementing what you're not paying in state income taxes.
Wait, am I to understand that some of the federal taxes that we... some of the federal taxes that a North Carolina resident pays actually goes to subsidize other states?
And our own state as
well. And our own state. Okay.
Yes. And I don't have the exact numbers in front of me today, but it's, for example, if a dollar of federal tax comes out of the state of North Carolina into the federal coffers, the return on that dollar, or how many cents we get back to be used on projects and things within North Carolina, is actually less than a dollar. It's somewhere near 60 cents. It's between 50 and 60 cents. Hmm. Now, that means that the other percentage of that tax goes to fund federal things like our military and interstate roads and just the things that the federal government needs to operate. The states that have the highest return, some of them are actually getting three and more dollars per every dollar their state people, the person of a state, gives into the federal government. They'll get $3 back.
Well, you can't complain about that investment rate.
Well, no, but somebody's paying for it.
That's right. And your contention is that it is the states who have a state income tax.
Well, the states that pay an income tax, obviously, where the citizens are paying that tax, it isn't as necessary to get as many dollars back from the federal government in order to subsidize the things that are going on within the state. Mm-hmm. So that's where states like Tennessee or Texas that pay no state income tax are getting probably more than a dollar or back for every dollar they put into the federal. So back to the state income tax. North Carolina, for example, the goal in this last legislature session was to try to reduce the income tax that every individual and every corporation pays within the state. Now, there are some idiosyncrasies with corporation tax or company taxes. I won't go into that, but the goal is to get the corporate taxes down to zero. There are a lot of people that are talking about a fair tax. They'd like to see the fair tax put in place. It's something that I've had aspirations for, but you have to be realistic. We have over 100 years in our tax code in North Carolina that has been discombobled, okay, if you want to say it, with all the special interest things that have been tacked onto it. And so unraveling a lot of these little strings and tentacles of the tax code has been a very difficult task for our legislature. So the first step was to reduce corporate taxes and individual taxes, and they've done it in steps. So that by the period of ending next year, the state income tax for an individual is supposed to be below 5% as far as taxable income. The things that you do with your life, buying a house, we have some exemptions that have been saved. There was some concern that some of those exemptions were going to go away. They've retained the ones like mortgage or interest payments on a mortgage. That's been retained. There are some other exemptions, but understand that a lot of the reason for such a high state tax in the past was all the exemptions that were given to the cronies of a lot of the people that were in the previous legislatures.
So they're footnotes. They're footnotes in the law, right?
Right.
So, and no particular law giving them a loophole, they were just exempted.
They were exempted because of some special deals cut, and so this has been what they've been trying to straighten out.
Is this analogous to, like, a plea bargain? Where someone gets time off for no other reason other than they made a deal with the DA or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Well, I got to put it in simple terms for guys like me that just know that, you know, I'm not paying too much, I don't think, but I wanted to know, is a minimum zero? Is that a realistic expectation to get my income tax to zero?
Well, I can guarantee you that if your income tax goes to zero, other taxes are going to go up.
Okay, because money has to come from somewhere.
There has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, because along with wanting a minimum income tax, you also want to balance the North Carolina budget.
Correct.
And so the old school says that you have to have the money to spend it.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that is one of the goals of our current legislature, and also of my aspirations, is that we would be very judicious with the money. And so when we're talking about keeping income taxes low or at a minimum, whether we eventually can move to a fair tax or whatever, I can't say positively, but the idea is to keep our budget so that we can stay within the revenue that comes in and not expect that just because we have a exorbitant budget that we're just going to go collect more revenue.
Okay.
The typical family has to live within either they have to earn more money or they have to live within the money they make.
Sure.
And so
if you are voted in, elected as the District 44 representative, how often will you have a chance to impact this tax rate and whatnot?
Well, for one, each person that is on the legislature will typically be on some committee. Now, those are often assigned based on the House leadership or the Senate leadership. There is some campaigning that we can do, say, I want to be involved with this or that. So other than maybe being directly involved in a committee that has to do with the taxes, eventually the full assembly has to vote, and therefore the impact would be the connections that as an individual senator or representative that I would have would be those that are on the committee and giving input, and then eventually the final hearings and the intermediate hearings on the floor, the comments or the input that we would have can affect how we budget and how we...
So there's a session each year of the term, correct?
Right.
All right, and do these committees you're talking about take place during the session?
No, they typically take place after, either before or after, in the day or on the weekends. The committees meet outside of the general sessions.
Is income tax anti-Christian? What is your view on that as a professing Bible believer?
I don't think taxing per se is anti-Christian.
You do not think it is anti-Christian?
No.
Okay.
We still have the examples in the scripture of the disciples asking Jesus about paying like the temple tax or what about to Caesar? And the implications are that there is, and we look in other passages, there's the God-given responsibility of the government to oversee the welfare of the people. And therefore, the government has to have some means of sustaining itself. And to do that, we have to, if we're going to benefit from it, we ought to share in the upkeep. What a lot of people will confuse the animosity that many people have to overtaxation versus no taxation.
So if I live in State District 44 and I want to vote for you, when does that begin? Does the campaign begin early voting?
The campaign is on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're in the process of fundraising right now, putting people in place, volunteers that we can get to do things like door knocking, phone call, just being able to get the message out. The actual voting starts on the 23rd of October. There's going to be four or five early voting precincts that will be open will need time. It will need personnel at those days. Every day the precincts are open to man the precincts and to hand out material. Okay. And then the actual voting is the 4th, or the official voting day is the 4th of November. There are 33 precincts that will need somebody to be there to hand out material.
Okay, so I heard from you three ideas here that if I do not live in your district and I am pro Richard Button, I can knock doors and meet people and give out material. I can B, stand at the precincts on the day of voting or in early voting. And it sounds like even there's a need for funds. Even if I don't live in your district, if I stand behind your values, I can actually contribute. How could I do that?
Can do that either by going to my website, and the website has a link for doing contributions. One of my Facebooks, I got two Facebook walls. One is for Richard Button for NC House. That has a donate button. I can take money directly. Just walk up and hand me a check made out to Richard Button for NC House.
It has to be a check, though, right?
Yes, it has
to be. If I want to give you cash, what's the maximum amount?
$50.
$50, okay. Or you have to do what with it?
I have to give it away.
Okay, okay. So, thank you for joining us again, Richard Button. This is North Carolina House District 44, candidate Richard Button. Any closing words?
I would appreciate any, basically, prayer support. It is in God's hands. I believe that I'm here for a purpose, and I want to do what God wants me to do. I expect to be a Christian voice in the House of Representatives in North Carolina.
Thanks for listening.